Theory Conspiracy 420, episode 93. And today we got a bunch of topics we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Daniel Penny, the guy that that choked out Jordan Neely. We're going to talk about is that the judge want to do Trump's case during the election, like in March.
Well, it's not just the stuff against Trump. I'm sure the Jordan Neely case, the manslaughter case, will be right in the middle of that time too.
Oh yeah, they moved it.
Yeah, I don't know if they officially moved it, but you know they're going to use it for election interference. That's kind of the point of today's show that we're going to get into.
Here's my thing. What happened to the other two guys? If you're going to charge this guy, you got to charge the other two guys that were down too.
Well, it's not convenient because one of them is Hispanic and one of them is Black. So,
and here's my other thing. Where the hell was the family? Where was the family? Now you got all these family members coming in. Why didn't they take him in? You know why they didn't take him in? Because he was a danger.
He was his grandmother came forward, Rob. I don't know if you heard this. She came forward and said that he started to go off the rails years back when his mother died, and it affected him deeply, and he went crazy after that, and he became violent. And I think he was living with her, and she threw him out because he was violent to her, and she was scared of him. So yeah, you know,
he had like a bad history of violence, and
right,
not only he got a history of violence and struggle and drug addiction. This guy, Jordan Neely was not a good guy, and the people were protesting, jumping on the train, and what's wrong with these people? You know what? And you know what? The funny thing, another thing that nobody talked about, GoFundMe raised $2 million for Daniel's defense. Can you believe that people gave $2 million? Because you know what? Everybody wanted to do, but nobody got the nerve to do. Because sometimes you get tired of these people begging, or you just get tired of all these lunatics sometimes. Man, maybe fucking got to go in the deep rail sometimes because you're like just tired of seeing this shit.
You know what it is, man? I mean, you know, me and you, we're New Yorkers. You know, we ride the trains often. And the last few years, we've seen a decline in everything with the subways. Okay. Not just, you know, every ride, there's a crazy on the train. Now, you know, the typical New Yorker is going to ignore like everything 99% of the time. But there's always those times that happen here and there where you can't ignore it because the person is so dangerous and out of their minds that you know, maybe you'll go into another car. Okay. But on the F train where this happened, okay, they lock the doors between the cars. So you can't, and you're trapped. And, you know, this guy, Daniel Penny, obviously, you know, he's a Marine. He was honorably discharged from the Marines. He was, you know, a good guy, saw this situation and did something. And, you know, Jordan Neely got on this train, started screaming and yelling, making threats. Okay. And he did something. Now, you know, did he mean to kill him? No. He didn't wake up that morning and said, I'm going to kill a homeless guy on the train. Okay. But, you know, I mean, Neely's uncle was screaming right away saying, oh, it's murder. And AOC, Cortez, she was screaming on Twitter and wherever she talks that this was murder. Anybody that knows the law, even a little bit, that's not murder. Murder implies, you know, prior intent. Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't know Jordan Neely. He walked into the subway car with him at the same time. Okay. They didn't know each other. And he didn't intend to kill anybody. It's manslaughter. Okay. That's the charge. And that's what they're giving. I think it's a second degree manslaughter charge. Now I don't think he's going to go to jail. Okay. I mean, he shouldn't. You know, but I don't know. I mean, today in the court systems, you know, especially in New York City, it's so off the rails leftist that who knows. But there's something you have to look at here. And this is kind of where I feel the, you know, the conspiracy angle gets pulled into it.
But you know what? You know what's going on now, too, that people ain't talking about? There's a bunch of passengers come in testify Because they say they fell in danger. He was the only one that did something. How about those people, you know? This guy was off the rail. This guy was screaming and threatening people. He was screaming that he wanted to die. He didn't want to live no more. And this is the same guy that punched that Asian woman in the face. This is not a good guy. This guy got a 40 charges.
Over 40 arrests. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what's the sad thing? Like, the Kirk know him and some of the cops knew him. This is how he was a frequent flyer mile.
Well, look, I mean, you know, you if you ride the subway system regularly, you see the same regular crazies out there. You do, okay? Usually in the same stations. They're just regularly there. They ride the F train is always a train that, you know, it's a very long route between Brooklyn and Queens. So it attracts all kinds of people, you know, homeless, people doing Showtime Boys, all that, you know. It attracts all that. And like I said earlier, you can't even get out of the cars and go to another car because they lock the doors in between the cars. So you got to deal with Showtime Boys almost kicking you in the face. The train is crowded, you know, on weekdays especially. And some homeless guy gets on and he's screaming about wanting to kill people. It could be a very scary thing. And this guy took it into his own hands. It's very reminiscent to the Bernie Getz case back in the 80s, except it wasn't a shooting. Okay. I mean, Bernie Getz was a guy who, just to recap this, I mean, real quick, he was a guy that was robbed like three times or something prior on the train, and he started carrying a gun. And he killed one guy, he paralyzed another guy. I forget all the details. But, you know, he ended up doing like 2 years just for the illegal gun. He didn't actually go down for a murder or, you know, a manslaughter charge or anything like that. Those were different times. All right. Now,
but that's the case right now. That guy in, that guy that put out like a knife, thought it was a knife, and he freaking shot this guy that was going to attack him. And the guy got arrested. They just went to his house and they found more guns.
Well, look, I mean, this is the world we live in now in New York City is anything goes. These people have free reign over the city where they're being threatening, okay? And people are going to take things into their own hands. They're going to either fight back or they're going to carry a weapon, and you're going to have this happen. And this, you know, this is why their policies are all failing, okay? You know, you look at Democratic cities across the country, and these policies are all failing. Now, I want to bring up something. If this case goes into next year, which it probably will, okay, they want to have it right in the middle of primary season. So if the guy does get off, they could start riots. All right. They'll use it. I mean, they're already using it to have, they've been rioting in the subway system. Okay, they've been jumping up and down on the tracks and stopping the trains from coming in and causing chaos. I'm going to ask you this straight out, Rob. If this guy was the guy that died, if he was a white guy, would they be making a big deal about it?
No.
Okay. Now, you know, they're saying, oh, no one cares about homeless people. I think what they mean to say is they don't think anybody cares about black people. Okay. And unfortunately, everything becomes a race thing now. Okay.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's very sad and tragic what happened to Jordan Neely. The system failed this guy. Okay.
What failed him. It was the system that failed this freaking guy. That's all it was.
Absolutely. You know, the system, you know, and I have a good idea about mental health because I'm married to a mental health counselor. Okay. And I hear the stories about the system. And, you know, the system is not designed to cure these people. Okay? It's to keep them coming back in a cycle of medication, which they, you know, money goes around, is passed from hand to hand. And it's a whole bureaucracy that just feeds off itself. And it's like a vicious circle. There's nothing to... built into the system that is like, okay, you're cured, you're done, you know, get off the system. Doesn't work like that. They keep people coming back, coming back, coming back. And, you know, homelessness is like a political football too. Okay. Both sides like to use the topic to advance what they're doing to get elected. Unfortunately, there's more homeless people in New York City now than there was even back when we were young in the 80s and the 70s, but they do a very good job of hiding it. Okay. You know, there's shelters and stuff like that, but there's no money in this system. It's overrun. And now with the illegals that are coming up, okay, that whole system's about to explode.
Yeah.
All right. Because some of the places that they've housed these homeless people, that, you know, homelessness and mental illness are tied in hand. Okay. I'll give you an example. In Queens, where I used to live, in Fresh Meadows, there's two very, you know, nice hotels. I think one's a Hilton. I forget what the other one is. They've had homeless people in there since before COVID. And now there's no homeless people in there. They got all the illegals from Mexico and south of the border being housed there. So where do the homeless people go?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. You know, and I think it's sad. The system is really not, it's not helping them. Jordan Neely is a guy that was violent. He should have been locked away somewhere until he got well. There's empty mental facilities throughout the whole city and state that are not doing anything. And these buildings are there and they should be used. That's the way I feel. Okay, I mean,
they should be used, but they're not being used. That's the problem.
I think it's tragic if anybody has mental illness, and but some of them, not all of them, but some of them really just can't be among the general population, and they should be locked away and until they're better. But you know, that requires a lot of money, a lot of time, and the government doesn't care. Okay, they don't care about these people. They just want to give them the magic bullet they think the medication is, and hope that they take it, which they don't half the time. Yeah. And, you know, they leave them to be. You know, some of them, I mean, you know, they don't want to go to the shelters. The shelters are dangerous. They don't feel safe in the shelters. Or they're just mentally ill and they'd rather just walk the streets. Right?
That's 100% correct. Because, you know what? These guys, it's getting high. I already see the first sign of crusties. You know, the crusties are coming.
Oh, the crusty punks. Yeah.
They start coming with the, you know, the dirty person with the dog going to
with his dog. Right? Yeah, he's right. These people come out in warm weather.
You know, these people already start showing up, which is funny. They're here into the winter. You know.
Yeah. I see them in Queens at times, you know, on the side at the red light, they come up to your car. The other thing I've been seeing more of lately too, is the lady with the carrying, holding the baby for sympathy. Okay. You know, and I had read a few years back, a report about those people, and they're actually, when you see them, you see a woman holding a baby and, you know, you're supposed to have sympathy and give them something. She's homeless with this baby. She's got to feed the baby. She'll have a sign up saying her whole story. I heard that like 99% of the time, that's not even her baby, that they use babies amongst this circle of people. Like, okay, I'll take the baby for 4 hours, you know, and go out on the street. And that's what they do. And that's, I mean, that's disgusting.
That's horrible, man.
That is. I mean, fucking the babies. You leave a baby like that, you know, I mean, use a baby that way. That's horrible. You know, but again, this is, you know, the government likes chaos. Okay. The deep state likes chaos. And this creates chaos. Okay. Because when you have chaos, you can get things through that you wouldn't if everybody was thinking rationally.
Yeah, right? Of course.
You know, COVID, we had, that was used to get a lot of things through, tyrannical stuff to control people. Same with 9/11. All right. You know, 9/11 was used to, you know, usher in, you know, the security state that we live in. Okay. If we lived in normal times, you know, the fact that one guy, you know, one guy tried to blow up a plane using a shoe bomb. Okay. If we lived in normal times, the idea of taking your shoes off at the airport would have been over with a long time ago.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But they keep that going. Okay. And that's just one example. Okay. I mean, the smartphones and what they know about you, you know, everybody's worried about TikTok. Okay. And it's how the information taken from TikTok ends up with the Chinese Communist Party, and they want to ban TikTok. I believe it. It's true. Okay. But what people are forgetting is what our own government has on us, which makes TikTok look like nothing. Okay. Our own government has so much information just by our smartphones. Okay. They're monitoring all that. All right. And what's this has to do with Jordan Neely? Well, what I'm trying to say is, you know, they'll use this case to create a civil unrest in the middle of an election season.
Yep.
And, you know, crazy. Which, yeah. And now I'm going to segue into talking about President Trump. He's got these cases against him, multiple cases. They've timed the case in New York City in particular to March of next year, which will be right in the middle of primary season. That's all done to interfere with the election because they do not want this man to become president again. He's leading the primaries in double digits against DeSantis. DeSantis did not get the bump that some people thought he was going to get after he announced. It didn't help that the announcement blew up in his face on Twitter. You saw that, right?
Oh, yeah. That was brutal, man. That was brutal. You know?
Yeah, it was. I mean, how do you not check with your texts before you go on and before you're preparing this and see that it's going to crash if they, you know, obviously it crashed because they had a lot of people interested to watch. Okay, and listen. And I think that's great. I think Twitter should be used in this forum. Okay. I'm not a big Elon Musk fan, but I do like what he's doing with Twitter. He wants it to be the world, a world forum, a world, you know, talking place. And I think that that's good. Okay. That nothing bad can come out of that, but it has to be able to handle it technically. And, yeah, and to have something so important as announcing that you're running for president, you'd think that they would do it right, you know, but it blew up. But, you know, I think that what they don't want is Trump to get the nomination because he'll win. And they don't want him again because you think he was dangerous last time. He'll be way more dangerous this time because he's unleashed and he doesn't have to worry about getting reelected. And, you know, and he's he's got a little bit of an axe to grind. Okay, which, you know, I find interesting. I don't, you know, some people are saying they don't want to vote for Trump because he's really just doing this because he feels he got robbed last time. Well, he did. And I understand how he feels that way. But I think he'll do good things like he did good things last time.
I think he'll be on hinge and he's going to do a lot of shit, but I think it'll be good. By the end of it, it'll be good for the country.
Well, he's already saying what he wants to do to get us out of this economic disaster that we're in. You know, going back to energy independence and all that. And it's just amazing to me to watch how this whole shit has unraveled in just 2 years. I mean, in 2.5 years, we've seen everything that he did become undone by the deep state and Biden. Any listeners out there, please. I mean, if you really think we're living in a good time and Biden's a good president, I'd love for you to explain that to me because There's nothing that this guy is doing that is good. Did you see what happened to him yesterday?
Oh, yeah, he fell.
He fell at an Air Force ceremony on his ass.
Yeah.
I mean, I laughed. I shouldn't laugh at an old man falling down, but I can't stand that guy, you know? And the world sees that, and we look like idiots. You know, the other countries are moving away from us because, you know, one thing in the last 80 years that is a fact is that the United States, when the United States is strong, we have strong leadership, the world falls in line behind us. Yeah. When we have weak leadership, that vacuum is filled by the bad players. And, you know, people have to get their heads out of their asses and realize that bad players, evil people exist. Okay. You know, we don't even want, you know, society today will tell you, you know, there's no evil. Well, there is evil. Okay. Countries like China want to do evil to us, you know, and they're doing it.
Well, you know, they keep talking, probably be in a war with China within like a year and a half.
A shooting war. I think we're already at war. We're at war economically.
Oh yeah, okay. Economically, definitely at war.
Yeah, I mean, things. You know, warfare has changed where people, you know, the big boys like China, United States, Russia. We don't want to do big time military things like World War II type stuff. Start a world war because that's only going to end in a nuclear holocaust. Okay, so what they do is they fight economically, you know, or they fight proxy wars. The Ukraine is a proxy war.
Okay,
it's you know, NATO and the United States, we're sending money and supplies and weapons and stuff for them to fight against the Russians. It's a proxy war. That's all it is. We should not be there, okay? Just like we shouldn't have been in Vietnam, okay? We probably shouldn't have been in Korea, okay? These were proxy wars, and that's not good. Okay, and Trump didn't want that. Trump wanted to get us out of those ridiculous type of things, and he did for that period of time. There was peace, you know. But you're going, and then
you start a war. It's almost like how the hell do you get out of it now?
Yeah, and they don't fight to win. They fight to make money. All right.
Fight to just control stuff enough that they don't have to worry too much about it.
Right, right. And, you know, it could be different reasons for that. But, yeah, they want to control it. So they just do barely enough. You know, they don't try to – I mean, in normal times, we would have ambassadors to Ukraine and Russia and try to broker peace.
Yeah.
Okay, but we don't live in those – we don't live in those normal times. Okay, anymore. It's we've been taken over by oligarchs and the elite and the deep state, and they, you know, things that we, you know, the rogue intelligence agencies like the CIA and the FBI, as much as they have great people working for them doing wonderful things to protect the country, there's a rogue element to those groups. Okay, I mean, look what you're finding out about the FBI just in the last couple of months. How they, you know, illegally were monitoring Trump and other people. Okay, how they're going after Catholics that might be traditional Catholics and that are for the Latin Mass and things like that. Harmless people, okay, good people, and the FBI is treating them like they're terrorists.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but you know.
You also have like a lot of those. They're still pissed off about Waco, like the, you know, those groups are still around, like those Tim and Bain groups.
There are militias, yes. There's militias that, or Waco was like a cult, right? Koresh and all that. Yeah, you know, that was like a cult. Yeah, I mean, there's cults like that exist, and they need to be watched. I get it. Okay, but you know, yeah, what happened with Waco pissed off a lot of people that they never got over. And, you know, wasn't the guy, that Timothy McVeigh guy, wasn't he mad about that when he blew up the Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
you know, yeah. I mean, and I'm saying that the intelligence agencies do a great job protecting us from people like that. But then there's rogue elements that are turning against our own people. I don't understand how it's allowed to happen. You know, that's my mind, you know.
You know what it is because there's so much shit going on. So many people are, you know, people just like, in a way, people, since the pandemic, people are totally different since this whole pandemic.
Well, some it did a number on us.
Some people are still wearing masks and this stuff. It's like, you know what? And you know what's happening? If you notice, more and more of those street things are coming down.
Oh, the outside venues where people were eating outside.
You know, some people have it because they make the restaurant bigger, but a lot of people that don't really need it, they like East Village Pizza just took their one off, and they had a big one.
Right, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a huge one, and they took it down, and they used to place with that thing coming down. But then, what's going to happen? You can only have that now. This is where you really go to see the difference. You can only have it now between I think it's April to November. Then you got to take it down.
Oh, so might as well just take it down altogether.
Yeah, so that's what I think that's going to be the law when they pass. I think people got into next year.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's about time. I mean, I don't think they do any. They never protected you from COVID. All right, it was a stupid thing that they did. I mean, let's just build an extra building so everybody can sit in that. Okay, it was all closed in, heated. Great way to transfer the germs to each other. You know, it was like a germ greenhouse. I would sit outside in the cold and eat before I went in one of those things. You know,
it's funny, man.
It was. And all it did was attract. I remember Johnny's Bar had one. Okay. I think they still got it, right? I haven't been there in a while. Yeah. It might be gone. I'm not sure. But, you know, I'd hang out, like if Erin was working, I'd hang out and she'd be opening up and there'd be like dirty underwear in there because some homeless guy slept in the thing overnight. You know, like it just attracted, you know, the worst people to sleep in those things.
Yeah. And it was like a thing for rats.
Yeah. I mean, it attracted all kinds of problems having those things. People were having sex in them and stuff like that. You know? Yeah. People were just, they're out of their freaking minds. But, you know, you said COVID affected so many people. It's true. Okay. You know, there's people today that are still running around with masks on, alone in their car, you know, driving with, I see it every day. And it's like, when are you going to wake up? Don't you want to go back to normal? Okay. Cause you can, it's over till the next shit comes along.
I also think that some people wear that stuff also as a safety thing.
It's a security blanket. It's their blanket.
That's what I think some people still wear. I was like, wow, man, it really is.
It is.
Because I see some of these people, like they go to the store, you know, I see them over and they're like wearing their masks. And it's like, what are you wearing a mask for?
Right.
And then they look at me like weird. I'm like, what the hell are you looking at, man?
Yeah.
Like, it's strange. I just think it's strange.
It is. It's bizarre. This is the biggest psyop ever done on the world. Okay. It was such a experiment on so many levels that it failed. Okay. Really? I'm going to take that back. It didn't fail. Okay. If the motive was to create chaos amongst us and make us fight amongst ourselves, that was some job they did, a big success. Okay. Where it failed, I guess, is it shows, I can't say it failed because I really believe that's what they were trying to do.
Yeah, I don't think it failed. Oh, I think they did something. And then they would give, you know, what they did was, let's try a system of socialism, see how it goes for a little bit. Because you got to think about it. Technology is going to get better. Technology is not going to work. So what's going to happen when technology gets to a point that you're not going to need that many people to work? You're still going to have to find a way of giving people money or something, you know?
Well, what they want to do is have everybody get a universal basic income where you'll get, I don't know, $1,000 a month to help you, okay? Pay your rent or, you know, whatever, pay your bills, okay? And you won't, you know, that'll be tied. You'll get that money, but it'll be tied into you falling in line, okay? Your social media will be monitored. Your speech will be monitored. You have to, you know, tote the party line, and then you'll get your money. And, you know, you'll be surprised how many people will go for that. Okay. If there are people out there that if you tell them you're going to give them $1,500 a month, but don't post anything bad about the government on Facebook, they'll do it. They'll do it. Okay. Or, you know, or they'll give up their, look how they gave up their freedoms just because of COVID. Look how many freedoms were lost after 9/11. Okay. All in the sake of security. To this day, we still got to walk around barefoot in the freaking airport to get through. Okay. And you know, it's bullshit when they offer people to have that fast track through security where you pay extra and you get that background check done and you pay for that. Okay. So you're telling me that it's safe for those people to go through. They could be trusted because they had a background check. It's like during the Civil War when people were paying to get out of getting drafted. Okay. And there was riots over that. Okay. How come these guys, they fast track people through security because they paid a little extra for it? Where's the security in that? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're still getting checked, but they don't, like Eric does that. Eric got the pass.
I don't blame people for doing it because that's a pain in the ass going through security. Nobody likes it. But it's the fact that you just that
global entry stuff, you know.
If you pay extra, see, it's not fair. It's like saying, okay, you give me money and I'll get you through security. How do we know these people aren't gonna, you know, be dangerous at some point?
I think that's what they do. Like, that's what I think when you pay them, it's more to do like a background and make sure that you're not a fucking lunatic, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the point of what I'm saying is,
and if they see like any, what, not everybody get it. Some people are denied, you know, you got to have a very clean record to get the thing first of all.
Yeah. I just think it's, I don't know. I guess it's a good thing. I don't know.
Like, you know, a lot of people, but most people do is to, so they don't have to go on the line. But the thing is, they're still checking your bag and screaming you, but it's just a lesser line.
Yeah, you don't wait as long. You don't have to get there so early at the airport and wait, you know.
Yeah, but this time somebody was saying that even though they paid the line for that thing was longer than anything.
Yeah. Wow. I'm not part of it, so I don't know. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so
what do you think of Rob, what do you think of the whole AI thing?
You know what? That thing is getting smart. It's scary that it can somebody told it to write a Star Wars story better than what they did, and supposedly the AI did it in a 300-book novel. Yeah. And the other thing what somebody did with the AI, they created a song with like The Weeknd and Drake, and they weren't even together. Number one on Spotify, they got loaded up, and it was something that was created by AI. The thing is kind of scary.
So what they created, the AI created the vocals to sound just like them?
Yeah, it took a song and mixed it up to sound just like them. You couldn't even tell it was, and it was a song that...
Was it a new song, or was it something... Was it new, or was it like a song that already existed?
It was a combined song that they did. It was like a new song.
Oh.
It was weird. They did it twice. They also did that, you know, that car driver that's in a coma. They did an interview with him, and he's still in a coma. He can't talk, and they did an interview with him, And the family was like, what the had the thing taken down? So the AI, you can create whatever you want, you know, with that AI. It's pretty
So
freaking
AI
clear.
created an interview with a guy that can't talk.
No,
He's in a
somebody told the AI to, I want to interview with blah blah blah, and the AI did it, and the guy interviewed the AI, and it sounded just like the guy that's in a coma.
Oh, God.
Doing crazy
That's
shit, man.
weird. That's weird. I mean, yeah. And I that's just one of the reasons why I'm not an Elon Musk fan is he's knee deep in that stuff.
Yeah,
You know.
you see that thing with that chip they improved to put on people's head?
No.
Oh man,
What is it?
the Elon Musk chip that is gonna get approved soon, so people can have this chip that they put in your fucking brain. Yeah, check that shit out.
Yeah, that's some like biblical mark of the beast kind of shit. That's nuts.
But
I'm not putting no chip in my brain.
how many people are willing to put it? They were testing an animal, and
Well,
it just
yeah.
got approved to be tested on a human.
People will fall in line to do that. Okay. Listen, since COVID, I've lost all faith in humanity doing the right thing. Okay. The majority of people are just stupid sheep in the world. The majority, not a minority, the majority, you know. And it's people like us that, you know, see through this shit, okay, and just don't want no part of it. But, you know, we look like we're crazy to some people,
Oh, of course.
you know, and
You
I
know,
really don't
because
care.
these people are nuts. It's like, ooh, do you really want a chip in your head that what if that shit decides to shut down
Yeah,
you
they
down?
want to, you know, I've listened to Elon Musk talk about AI. He wants to merge, you know, AI with, you know, human beings to make them, you know, to recreate, you know, brain waves and neurons and, you know, everything, the way your brain works, to create that within AI. That's like, what are you making, like a superhuman being? You know, it's what they're trying to do. It's like playing God.
Yeah, what happened with the thing catches emotion, gets a conscience, and it starts saying it's human being because we're the
Well, any
problem.
look, if you create a super human being, you know, even though it would be like a computer, okay, it's going to realize that it's better than everybody else, and it's logical to get rid of the world. It'll look to, I mean, it'll create things on its own, okay. Like I saw something that some of these AI computers linked up with each other, like, and they weren't supposed to. They found each other. Okay,
And
and they linked up together because they know they're both AI, artificial intelligence, and they just linked up to be more powerful. You know, that's what's going to happen if they keep doing this. It's going to just take over the world.
it's that.
It's exactly what it is.
Think
I
about
mean, you
that.
know,
How far?
it's we live in some fucked up times, man, because I mean, there's been movies about this. Look at the Terminator.
Yeah, that's
I
what I'm
mean,
saying. And
yeah,
Skynet.
Skynet, right? Exactly. That from the Terminator. Yeah, it's we had we saw this movie. We know it ends bad. Okay, so why do you want to create it? Because you can.
The AI decided that we're no longer good and they wanna and they nuke all of us.
Yeah, well, get rid of us. The machines take over. We know this
It's
ends
crazy.
bad, but yet we're still picking at it and trying to create it because we can, you know. Oh, let's see what happens. Elon Musk has nothing better to do. You know, he's worth $156 billion. All right, he could give $1 billion to every person in the world and still have money left over. It's ridiculous.
Crazy,
Yeah.
crazy.
Do you need that
Especially when
much?
you, I
You know what?
guess.
He does all these things that he thinks he's advancing the world, Tesla and all that stuff. Why doesn't he do anything for South Africa, where he's from? South Africa's fallen apart, okay? And his whole family made money from the diamond mines. You know, that's where he came from, okay, in South Africa. Of course, he built that into an empire on his own. I give him that. But, you know, he came from a wealthy family that made their fortune from the diamond mines. And that was back when South Africa was under apartheid and British rule and, I guess, Dutch rule and other things that they had there before Nelson Mandela was president and everything. But since then, the country's gone down the drain. It's one of the worst economies in Africa. And the people, you know, there's a lot of violence. There's a lot of death and people are just struggling. He could help that country. He's from there. Why doesn't he do that?
It's almost, you know, what's funny that you say Nelson Mandela, because like the Mandela effect, it's people that think that he died in jail and never came out became president of South Africa.
There's a lot of people that, right, the Mandela effect, just so all listeners know, is when you think something happened, you're sure of it, but it didn't, okay?
It didn't. It's crazy.
And, you know, people thought that Mandela died in jail. You know, how could he be president? And he didn't die in jail.
It's crazy.
Yeah. You know.
The theory. So I think the election is going to be, because you see who's trying to run, the guy that was the governor of Jersey.
Christie. He needs to run, all right. He needs to run around the block and lose some tons.
And I think Trump already shitted on him.
Oh, yeah. Look, I mean, you know, I understand why people may want DeSantis, okay? But anybody else in that crew, Tim Scott, what's her name? The girl that was I forget her name. The girl that was for the UN, worked in the UN under Trump and is running on the Republican side. I forget her name, but she's not getting any ground. She's at like 1-2%. You know, Scott's at 1-2%. DeSantis is at 20-something%, but Trump's at 60%. So,
yeah,
you know, everybody is far behind. You know what it is? They do it to raise money. Okay. They don't have to give that money back. Tim Scott has a lot of money left over from his senator run that he did recently. He's in his second term as senator, and he's a good guy. I like Tim Scott. I could see him being. I could see him being VP with Trump. I could see that. Okay, I think it would be, if you did that, if Trump did that, it would cover a lot of bases. Okay, you have a strong conservative guy with a good, pretty good track record voting. Not perfect, but pretty good. And, you know, he's a black, he's a Christian. So you have that all covered. And I think it would look good, like a Trump-Scott ticket. What I find really interesting in all this is the RFK Jr., you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., how he's running on the Democrat side. But the Democratic Party, the DNC, they already said there's not going to be any debates. So he's not going to debate Biden. Now, that, you know, very rarely happens where they don't have a presidential debate if somebody is primarying you. Okay. Well, they don't want Biden to talk because he can't talk. Okay. And Kennedy would just fillet him in a debate. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the guy can't even stand straight anymore. He's falling down, you know. And let alone have it. I mean, you know, he's going to have to debate Trump's the nominee.
Yeah.
He's going to have to do that.
The debate last time, that was it was crazy.
It was. Okay. And it'll be crazy again. Right. What I think the Republicans should do is when they have debates amongst themselves. Okay. And that'll be coming up in the next few months. They're going to start that. They should invite Kennedy Jr., even though he's a Democrat, they should invite him to debate with the Republicans. And it would look optically, it would look great for them. Okay. And then you could have the word get out, all right, about Kennedy. And I think also, you know, if Trump is going to run away with this thing, which is what it looks like, if that continues to stay that way and you don't have to worry too much about the primaries, you could put out a directive. The Republicans could put out a directive for states that they can vote in the other party's primaries. Okay. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, there's states where You could be a registered Republican, but still vote in a Democratic primary. Okay. I think Georgia is like that. Okay. What they could do is just tell Republicans, don't, you know, come out for the Democrats, Jr., to knock Biden out, to screw up Biden. Democrats have done it to Republicans where they told people to do that. Okay. In past elections recently. So they should do that. They should do it right back. Okay. And totally screw up Biden and don't give him, you know, if RFK Jr. would upset that, I don't think it's possible, but let's say it did happen. Okay. You know, would be just such a kick ass to the Democrats. You know, they wouldn't recover from that.
But they also, you know what the thing is, the guy is, you know, Biden just, like, what's he going to do? Like, for another four, do you really want this guy for another 4 years? Like, I don't think anybody
I can't
does.
See, yeah. If he wins in 2024, Biden is reelected. You know in your gut that the elections are stolen. There's just no way that, if you even want to believe 2020 was fair, which I think you're crazy if you do, but let's say, but there are people that really believe that.
I hate to say that. I don't think none of those idiots can get that many votes. I'm sorry.
Trump got 73, I think it was, million votes, yeah, which is the most in history by an incumbent, a person running again. Okay. That I believe is true. There's never been any doubt about that. That's never been questioned. Okay. Wait.
Not that many people register.
I agree. I mean, the election, we've talked about this many times. You know, if you don't see it just because they have too many voters compared to the people registered in these states, how can you have that? How can you have more votes than registered?
Dude, let me tell you something. This is what happened. Because there's no way both of these guys got 70 million votes. I hate to bust the bubble. I don't think both of them could not get that many votes. I'm sorry. I think something went fucked up.
Well, if that's the case, then the Democrats did a better job of stuffing the ballot than the Republicans did.
I think that's what it was.
I'll give that to you. I don't agree, but
you really think Trump and Biden are the two guys to get the most vote ever? Give me a break. I think the only guy that got the most vote ever was Obama.
You think that was legit?
He was a likable guy. No, you know what he did? He did something nobody is. He's probably the last president to get a lot of young people to vote that wouldn't vote.
Well, that happened in 2016 too. Okay, a lot of young people went out for Hillary Clinton. Okay, but you know, Trump upset that.
It's like he had so many people that voted early and definitely a lot of young kids came for Obama, especially with the hope. And
I'm not doubting Obama's election. I'm not really saying that, you know, but
I was, and the fucking Republican threw that election away anyway because they gave once they put this woman, you know, the election, they didn't want to win that election, and I don't know why.
What are you talking about?
When they put it, once they gave McCain Palin, it was over, dude.
Oh, you think Palin screwed it for McCain?
Oh yeah, I think she totally.
I think I've always looked at it like, I don't think she screwed it up. I think he screwed it up by not willing to take off the gloves and fight. And you know, he tried to take this high road where he wasn't going to get down and dirty about Obama's bullshit. You know,
I think the better vice president, he would have won.
Well, he made it was his choice.
That's a terrible choice.
He admitted later that it was a terrible choice. You know, they had a falling out afterwards. You know, he didn't want anything to do with her afterwards. Okay. Palin is, you know, really irrelevant now. You know, she was
like the governor of Alaska or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, how many like 200, 300 people.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. It's not like, a, it's like, there's not a lot of people up there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they're going to Mayberry. You know who's going to win the election? The most popular person. They might not know nothing, but oh, we know this guy. That's our politician. It's fucking crazy.
Right. Right. Yeah, well.
I hate to say that, but let's see what happened. Let's see what happened this election, because I think this election is going to be big, because you got the whole shit going with the Ukraine. You got China already pretty much saying they want to take over Taiwan. You got a bunch of shit going on. You're gonna need a person in there that's ready to fucking handle shit.
Who do you think that is? Like who are you for at this point? Are you for Trump? Or are you for DeSantis? Or who are you for?
Maybe for my choice, either DeSantis or Trump. Those are my two choices.
Well, those are my two choices too. I mean, I want Trump to win for a lot of reasons. You know, I want to see the meltdown. Okay, and I really want to see.
Oh yeah.
But DeSantis, you know, I think would be okay as a second choice. The problem I have, I'll just go on the record with this, with DeSantis, is I just think that he's not quite ready for the presidency. But if he has the right people around him, I think he'll be okay. But what I don't like about him is he's been cozying up to like the establishment a little too much. Okay, you know, he's been around Jeb Bush. He's been around Paul Ryan. We don't need in this party, okay, the Republican Party, you know, the populist movement that's been since Trump has been around for the last 8 years, okay? I think that to go back to like an establishment kind of dude is not good. That's not what we need. We don't need that, you know? We need like the average person to be represented, you know? Yeah,
but the problem is that used to be the way the election were. It was average people that got tired of something, wanted to race up, but these people no longer can win. You know how much money you need. Like the first thing you need is money.
I think Trump upset the apple cart with that. Okay,
for years
now it's been the wealthy guy wins. Okay, the guy with all the money that can make the commercials.
Pretty wealthy guy.
Yeah, but he didn't use a lot of money in his elections. He used in 2016, Hillary Clinton outspent him like 10 times.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And yeah, I mean, Trump is a personally wealthy man. He used some of his money. You can't use your own money in a general election. Okay, he did his own money in the primaries. Okay, a lot. And he had small donations that gave him a lot. You know, $5 donations from the average person. Where Hillary Clinton was getting millions from corporations and, you know, all that shit. In the past, that's what gets you in. That's why that's what I mean by establishment. There's some, you know, when David Sachs, who's a big time donor, okay, when David Sachs is backing you, okay, DeSantis is being backed by him, okay, you have to say, okay, there's some big players here, which is why you have Jeb Bush trying to get back to be relevant, because Trump destroyed him in one axe cutting down a tree. Okay,
yeah,
you know, he destroyed him. He was the first to drop out in 20. He destroyed him. Low energy Jeb.
you know what's the one thing that DeSantis also got that a lot of people, I think, are going to look at. This Florida was the only economy that never really shut down.
Yeah, well, that's where DeSantis has a little bit of a almost an advantage, is that he could say, "I didn't shut down," and Trump agreed with the lockdowns and all that stuff. You know, there's people out there that hate Trump that voted for him in 2016, that hate Trump for COVID. The way things went down on the COVID, but I don't blame.
But you know what? If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't, because he did that. He put in a bunch of money. So technically, if it wasn't for Trump, you wouldn't have the shot.
Right. he made that, you know, well, you know, and some,
he'd say we'll have something in November. He delivered.
Yeah, he gets no credit for it.
I know that a lot of people didn't like the Cobra shot and stuff. I mean, he was the one guy, and he's going to have something to help us against the virus, this and that. Yeah. And he got some of the people, and he gave these companies a certain amount. So they did that fast forward thing. And he said we will have something
warp
by
speed.
November.
Operation Warp Speed. Yeah. He was responsible for that. He made that happen.
Who took all the credit for that?
Biden. I mean, he's tried to rewrite his hand. It's not him. It's his handlers. His handlers have tried to rewrite the last few years of history. And we're not stupid. You know, they think we're stupid that we're going to hear that and go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. You know, we live through it. But you know what? The problem is that a lot of people just are stupid and they want to buy that. You know, they'll say, oh, you know, Biden's responsible. No, it's Trump was responsible for that. It's just crazy. But, you know, just to wrap things up.
Yeah.
Getting back to the Jordan Neely thing real quick. I believe that, you know, they're going to put that trial on probably around the same time as the Trump trial. Okay.
In New York,
March. So you're going to have these two big trials that, I mean, if Trump walks, and he will, okay, they're not going to put Trump in jail. They'll try, but they can't, you know, you can't throw the book at somebody when there's no book. Okay. They're going to do everything they can to try to bend the laws to get him, but it's not going to work. Okay, his lawyers are going to dance right all over that. They'll use that. They could use that to create civil unrest. You just bring in the radicals that they have ready to go all the time. They pay them, okay? And they start rioting, and it's perfectly okay for them to do millions of dollars of damage, burn things down. That's okay. Okay, but, you know, but, you know, then January 6th is a insurrection, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that. I won't even get into that.
Don't even give me anything. That's just when you have a 70-year-old woman.
Waving a flag.
Waving a flag. No, this, what the hell are you talking about?
It's, I know. Like,
and then they made all those documentary, and these is like, such a feeling. It was such,
I know.
It was disgusting. I'm like, what's going on? So, Mike, yeah. Another great show. Where can people, if they want to send you some line, where can people reach you?
Okay, I'm all over social media. You can find me on Facebook under Rocco Mike. Okay, check me out there. Also, the Rock Show podcast group page on Facebook. To cover the musical aspects here. Then I'm on Instagram under RockerMike212. I'm on Twitter under RockerMike212. I'm on Truth Social, RockerMike. I'm on Getter as RockerMike. I'm on MeWe. And, Paul no longer exists. So we're going to leave Paul out. But MeWe, I'm on, and CloudHub, I'm on under RockerMike as well. So I'm out there.
Yeah, because part of the don't know what to do with it. It's
you
insane.
Can't even do anything on Paul. It was taken over by a guy. I don't know his name, but he intends to turn it into something else. He doesn't want it to be this voice for conservatives. You know, he didn't want that. So who knows what's going to be? They're trying to figure it out. I mean, it had millions of people.
Yeah, it did have millions.
I didn't like it that much, but I used it to promote the podcasts and things.
Yeah,
like
I
that.
Used it once in a while, but it was a difficult thing to use. It wasn't very user-friendly.
It wasn't user-friendly, right?
No, nah.
Yeah. How about you, Rob? Where can we find you?
If you want to reach out to me, you can find me at Getting Lumped Up. Rob Rossi at GettingLumpedUp.com. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and pretty much that's the places you can find me. We also got GettingLumpedUp .com page, so you could go on our webpage. You could buy shirts and everything on YouTube. So if you want to see the shows like the Rock Show and the Rock of Mike and Rob Present Show, they're all on YouTube video. And we also have it in audio in our podcast that you guys are listening to right now. And if you like our podcast, write a review. We always appreciate some feedback.
Like and subscribe, like to, please.
Yeah, like and subscribe. And I got to say, Norway for putting us up there every couple of weeks is surprising. Norway, France, and England, you guys are killing it. Thank you for your support.
Sweden
too, yeah. So we got we're popular in Europe, which makes no sense to me.
I don't understand it, but I'm glad. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
No, it's so good. It's a good thing.
To everybody out there, thank you. Have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
Take care, people.